Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Eggs are being smuggled from Mexico because they're just so expensive, and the U.S. government wants to start imposing fines for eggs. So what does all this mean for your wallet, and how can you keep track of your goals when things like eggs literally are putting a crack in your spending? Welcome to Everyone's Talking Money podcast. I'm your host, Shauna Game. There's no judgment, no dumb questions, just smart conversations about you and your money. So come on in and grab a seat. Everyone is welcome here.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/cdspecials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.
Hey, welcome back to the show. It is so good to have you here. You know, on Fridays, we like to do all sorts of different things, whether it's an Ask Shauna or, you know, something else that's kind of been on my mind that I want to talk about. And so instead of an Ask Shauna today, I wanted to talk about something super topical. And I don't normally do topical episodes on this show because by the time I put the episode out, whatever we were talking about usually is not relevant anymore. But I think for What we're talking about today, these money lessons apply no matter when you're listening to this episode. So we're going to keep things a little bit loose. We're going to have a relatively unedited episode and just have some fun talking about this idea of eggs and what in the world it has to do with your wallet and your money and the year ahead and all of those sorts of things. So somewhere in December, the price of eggs rose about 60%. And you know that if you've gone to the grocery store and you've tried to buy a dozen eggs recently and looked at the prices in kind of like sheer terror. We were at the grocery store just the other day and a price of dozen eggs was well over $4. I think it was like $4.68. And that was the cheapest dozen we could find. And it's just crazy. You know, I think it's really easy to say, well, you know, that's only maybe a couple bucks more than what eggs were normally, you know, what is a couple bucks more? But the impacts are if all of these areas of our life, be it gas, groceries, eggs, price of our house or our rent, car payments, credit card payments, whatever it might be, if all of these things rise by a couple of bucks each, right, we could end up spending a lot more money each month, which just makes everything trickier for so many of us. And I think this is really where it comes back to the idea where money starts to be stressful, something that brings on anxiety, maybe even depression, anger, frustration, all of those words kind of come into play, right? When things get a little bit more expensive and certainly beyond what you're normally used to, you know, how much you're normally used to spending for those items. So people are smuggling eggs, and they're smuggling eggs from Mexico to cut costs, maybe even to make a buck, or simply because we just all want to enjoy all the wonderful things that you can make with an egg, and we want to enjoy it at, you know, lower than $4 a dozen. So when I was doing research for this episode, I came across a couple of articles that I thought were really interesting. So I want to talk about some of those. There was an article in CNN, and it says that in a statement emailed to CNN, a Customs and Border Protection public affairs specialist, she attributed the rise in the attempted egg smuggling to the spiking cost of eggs in the U.S. A massive outbreak of deadly avian flu among American chicken flocks has caused egg prices to skyrocket, climbing 11.1% from November to December, and 59.9% annually, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So egg prices have been on the rise for quite some time, but then all of a sudden we have this like massive spike in eggs towards the end of the year. And according to CBS News, they say the price for a 30-count carton of eggs in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, is $3.40, according to the Border Report, an online news site focused on immigration issues. The number of incidents in which eggs were confiscated, eggs at the U.S. borders jumped more than 100% during the final 3 months of 2022 compared to the same period a year ago. So people have been smuggling eggs across the border, apparently. I didn't know this was a thing, but that has jumped more than 100%. So U.S. Border Patrol, they're going through people's cars as they're trying to come over the border, and they're finding dozens of eggs. I just find it really fascinating. And the fact that I didn't know that people were, you know, trying to smuggle, I should say, eggs across the border even before this year, but I guess it makes sense. So the national retail price of a dozen eggs in December was around $4.25, according to government data. And they also say that this simple breakfast staple has been a go-to for so many years because it is a source of protein. So if you've ever been on any kind of eating plan, we're at the New Year's, so I don't know if you had some sort of New Year's resolution, maybe you wanted to go low carb or Whole 30 or intermittent fasting or whatever you're doing to get in better shape and kind of look better this year, whatever that means to you, they all encourage you to eat eggs. And why, right? Well, because the egg is so great. It keeps you full. You can literally make an egg taste like almost anything. You can dice it. You can eat it whole. You can put it on salads. You can put it in a wrap, on a burger, or even on a pizza. I mean, the egg is just, I don't know, like this universal food that we can use so many different ways. But what happens when one of your staple items gets so expensive that you can't afford to buy it? So this is a quote from U.S. Senator Jack Reed. He says, "At a time when food prices are high and many Americans are struggling to afford their groceries, we must examine the industry's role in perpetuating high prices and hold those responsible accountable for their actions." He said this in a letter to the FTC. So this poses a really interesting question, I think. When does government step in and try to force prices lower? When does that actually happen? And I was thinking about this as I was researching this, you know, whole phenomenon of egg prices going through the roof, and also seeing in sort of parallel what is happening with the Ticketmaster debacle and Taylor Swift. So if you're a Swifty fan listening and you were trying to buy tickets, you probably suffered through some agonizing wait times online. I heard some friends who were trying to buy tickets and they were online all day long. And then there were just ridiculous prices for those tickets. So much so that it really makes it hard for just, you know, all of us out there that are just working and trying to earn money and trying to do something in life that we want to enjoy, be able to afford doing it because it's just so expensive. But Ticketmaster, they hold the key to almost all our concerts, which is a whole other episode, and completely crazy that this has happened, that this has become this kind of monopoly. But here we are. So the question is really, what is government's responsibility in overseeing whether it's eggs or gas prices or housing prices or Ticketmaster? You know, where is the line there? Where do they step in? I don't know. I don't have that answer. I'm just kind of posing a question here, something for you to think about. And then there's a lot of back and forth as to why egg prices are so high. Like, why is this happening? Egg farmers, they're saying that most of the pricing is outside of their control. They say that egg prices, they're determined by the commodity markets. And with the bird flu outbreak, coupled with things like higher gas prices and packaging and labor costs kind of going through the roof, and then just the serious demand that's happening right now for eggs, that it's kind of like the perfect storm. And until some of those things start to shift and change, that egg prices are just going to be high. In one article, a farmer even mentioned that it could take a while because hens take a while to, get to the age when they start producing eggs. It's somewhere around 18 to 22 weeks old when they start producing eggs. And I thought this was really interesting. Now I know a little bit too much about hens and eggs. That ovulation, the release of the yolk from the ovary, it occurs every 24 to 26 hours, regardless of fertilization. So a hen ovulates a new yolk after. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. The previous egg. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. That's monarchmoney.com/etm for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/etm. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied. Or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. And I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Was laid, and it takes about 26 hours for this to happen. So I think the whole process is just so fascinating. So it could take a while for, you know, this whole system to kind of catch up with things. So we should expect the prices of eggs to be high for quite some time. So then there's the New Year's issue, right? Maybe you were, again, anxious to lose some weight in January and eggs became your go-to food. So we're all eating more eggs to precisely at the exact moment when eggs are more expensive. So that just drives demand higher and prices even higher. And remember that everything around goods and services is about this equilibrium between demand and supply. So the more demand, the lower the supply, the higher the price. Everything kind of works in that order. The egg price surge also comes on the heels of Bloomberg Businessweek's report that came out that said that fake meat, you know, like Impossible Burger and kind of all of those meat substitutes, that they were just a fad, that they're not here to stay very long. And I'll link that article in the show notes. It's super interesting to read all about the fake meat industry, how it was supposed to save us all, but instead is just kind of falling flat. Stock prices are down, layoffs are happening. I was never a big fan of fake meat, but I'm also someone who doesn't always love to eat meat, real meat. I could probably do without meat, but I know I still need protein. So that brings us back to the egg, what we're talking about, right? We see the egg being so important in so many situations. And I just think this is really interesting, this Bloomberg Businessweek report, because also remember that whatever we're hearing in the news cycle and whatever's kind of floating around social media, those are the messages that are getting implanted in our head. So if we're reading about fake meat not being the thing that is good for us or that is going to save us, but, you know, we don't want to eat red meat, but we need protein, we're kind of all coming back to the egg, which is just raising the prices again. So whether it's eggs or gas for our cars or Ticketmaster, anything else where we're seeing this rapid price increase, it could be a lot for your wallet to handle. And it doesn't have to be a function of whether you're living paycheck to paycheck. For any of us, when we start to see prices go up, that also starts to change how we think, act, and feel about money. Because remember, 90% of our money behaviors are mental. 10% is the actual math, the actual how-to. So much is going on behind the scenes. We're always kind of collecting data. We're weighing against, you know, everything that we think and feel about money to create this perception of how we're living life. And so when you go to the grocery store and what normally costs you, I don't know, $50 or so is now costing you $75, $80, $100 for the same things, you start to feel really crappy. And it's really easy to get in this kind of thought loop cycle where you kind of, you go to the place where my life isn't good, everything's more expensive, I'm never going to be able to go on that vacation, I'm never going to be able to achieve those goals that I have. It's just like a runaway train that happens. And it happens so much so unconsciously that it's hard for you to step in and recognize what's happening. So I just had this happen to me the other day. We were at Trader Joe's and we filled, one of those like little handheld kind of cart things that you carry around. So not even a push cart. And we get up to check out and I'm watching the price go up and up and up on what we owe. And it turns out being somewhere around $98. And I am just going through my head, like in a furious fashion of what in the world did we actually buy to make this be $98? Like, didn't we just get some fruit, some vegetables, we got some almond milk, we got a couple of other things, but there's not any alcohol in here. We really didn't buy any meat. So what is the deal? And then I start thinking about, oh my gosh, this is so expensive and everything's getting so expensive and maybe we should cut back in other areas of our life. And I don't know if you do this like I do this, but I can go down this whole spiral. And before I have even gotten to the car to put my bags in the car, I'm feeling really crappy about my life and I'm feeling really crappy about my money situation. And that doesn't matter how much money is sitting in my bank account, right? Because this isn't logical. Like the train wrecks that we go down with our thinking around money, they're not always logical. They're not always tied to the resources that we have available to us. For most of us, they're just so wrapped up in our money stories and all of these false beliefs around money and trauma and triggers and gosh, just so much gunk that is sitting there around money that we haven't processed through. We don't even know what it is, so we don't even know how to recognize it, let alone process through it. That something like an egg, a dozen of eggs costing more money, somehow sends us down this spiral for the rest of the day where we feel really crappy. And then we go on social media and we measure ourselves against somebody else's version online of the amazing life they're living. And we can't have that life because our dozen eggs that we just bought at the store cost us $2 more than they normally cost us. I'm going to take a breath. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of the Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to the Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
You see where I'm going here. I hope you do. This is the cycle that we get into with our money. This is why I'm so passionate about talking about your relationship with money, because this is where the golden keys are. And it's not an easy process to work through this stuff, but I think there are some key money takeaways that you can think about from what I'm calling Explosion 2023. Excuse the pun. I just had to go there. I just had to. So, number one takeaway is that knowing your numbers is the best and easiest way to quickly shift your money when staple, something like eggs, gas, whatever it might be, is really skyrocketing. And it's so easy to do, but we all really gloss over this step because it requires us to look at where our money is going. And that is a scary process for so many of us because that's the cold, hard fact. That's the truth, right? It's not guesstimates anymore. Like, you really have to look at where your money's going. And I promise it isn't as painful as you think, and it isn't as hard as you think. It's actually quite powerful. I've done a bunch of episodes around knowing your number, so I'll link some of those in the show notes if you want to check those out. But it really is just looking at your bank account or your credit card or whatever you use, to pay for your weekly expenses. And just looking at, hey, where did I spend money last week? Does anything look off? Does anything look like higher than normal? What's coming up the week ahead? How best can I prep if there are any kind of money surprises that come on the horizon? So I'm paying attention. It's just literally the act of paying attention of what's going on with my money. And maybe I'm tracking a few things. So if I know that eating out is the place where I spend a lot more money than I really feel comfortable, I'm keeping kind of a weekly tally just so that I can make on-the-fly decisions. Maybe I decide this week, I'm despite the high prices of groceries, I'm going to cook more at home because it's going to be better for my body anyway, and I'm going to be able to save some money versus eating out, right? And so the power of doing this exercise is that I can take that difference in what I would have spent eating out versus what I spent making the food at home, and I can route that money towards something else, whether I want to pay off debt, whether I want to reward myself, whether I want to go to the movies or put it towards my Ticketmaster slush fund, whatever it might be. It's giving me power. It's giving me choices of what I want to do with my money. That's the beauty. And I always say when you do this process, you can find money. Anybody can find money, whether it's unused subscriptions, paying too much on your cell phone or internet bill, even things like utilities. Just this last week, we we're enrolled in this Energy Smart program, and it saves us about $50 two times a year. That doesn't sound like a lot of money, but it all adds up. So all of these little shifts here and there, they make a huge difference. So I want you to be inquisitive and in charge of your cash. The second thing is that obviously having an emergency fund or some sort of slush fund is super, super helpful. Even when there are times like this in months when you're going to spend more money on gas, groceries, whatever it might be, right? You got your Swiftie tickets and they were a lot more than you thought. You've got this slush fund that you can go to where you can move this money over into your bank account to kind of smooth things out. And I know we talk about emergency fund as saving 3 to 6 months of your expenses. But I feel like the more important conversation around emergency fund is just to have something in savings. Just do your best. Whether it's, you know, finding these little tweaks kind of every week and moving some money over into savings, just having something there, it not only makes you just feel a little bit comfier about your money, but again, it just gives you those options to kind of fill in on months where things get a little bit more expensive. It's a great way to lower your stress around money. So again, I want to encourage you that something is better than nothing, all right? And don't leave the extra money in your bank account. Literally move it over to a savings account, preferably a high yield savings account. But if we leave it in our bank account, you know what happens. It vaporizes. It's like it didn't even exist. So we've got to get it out of the bank account. So I know that when you're on a super tight budget, even if you aren't doing step number one, where you know your numbers, it can be really hard to figure out how in the world to save money. So always start with number one and go back to this idea that so much of money is mental. So we literally have to be our cheerleaders. We have to encourage ourselves that it's not going to be scary, that I can go in my bank account, I can look where my money's going, I can maybe track a few things. I don't have to be crazy. I don't have to track every single number. I'm just looking for trends. I'm looking for patterns, and I'm looking for anything that feels a little bit outside those trends or patterns. You're smart. You can totally do this. You don't need a calculator. You don't need to be great at math. You're just looking to kind of suss out what seems right and what doesn't, and then make those tweaks along the way. So this whole thing is just, if we're going to come back to this lesson around eggs, it's just putting yourself in a place where you're in charge of your money so you can make some of these decisions. And then the last thing, and I just really want to hammer this one home, is we're going back to the mental side of money and what we're focusing on. So the moment you are at the grocery store and you look at that price of dozen eggs and you see that price and it makes your jaw drop, in that exact moment, you have a decision you can make. You can either decide to say to yourself, self, all right, dozen eggs, it's $4 and whatever cents right now. Whatever the current price is when you're listening to this episode. Is that okay with me? Is that not okay with me? Do I really need eggs or do I not need eggs right now? So you have a couple questions you can ask yourself. You can take that route, which is the healthier route, at least for your brain, your body, all of those things. And if you decide, nah, I really want the eggs, I'm going to take them. Cool. Okay, you made that decision. So when you check out, you don't have to go down the train wreck of thinking, don't let that dozen of eggs lead to my life sucks and I'm never going to be able to achieve my money goals. Don't do that. Don't do what I do. Be better than me, all right? So you can make that decision, and it really starts with creating these pause moments, and it's about being more present in your life. It's about being more present in situations where you normally get stressed out. So maybe you're somebody, when you go to the gas station, you fill your car up. You're used to just looking at how much it costs and just going down that same kind of train wreck of thinking. Maybe before you get in the car to drive to the gas station, you could say to yourself, self, this is probably going to cost more than I'm comfortable with, but I got to put gas in my car. So when I go and I fill up, I can look at the price, but I can look at the price and go, okay, I see you price. It's all right. It's all right because I know my numbers, I know my spending, and I'm going to make a little tweak here and there, and it's going to be okay, right? So I just want to empower you to put yourself in a position where you can say to yourself, it's okay. So I hope you enjoyed this little conversation about eggs. I thought, you know, we got to talk about it because this just is kind of crazy. And the fact that people are smuggling eggs and people online are talking about trying to go out and buy chickens so they can have chickens in their backyard, which is not a bad alternative. For sure, if you live somewhere where you can have chickens or hens, I should say, in your backyard, why not have your own eggs? Then they're going to be beautiful, amazing quality eggs, and you can have as many eggs as you want, right? Also, a reminder that if eggs at the store are super expensive, they might be super expensive at a local farmer's market or something like that, but you know, buying them from somebody local who has grown the hens themselves, I don't know, maybe that's a better alternative if eggs are just going to be more expensive. But the whole point of this all is that you get to control so much about your money, so much about what you're thinking and how those thoughts are internalized and what motivates you to just kind of get up and get going every day, regardless of whatever is thrown at you. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend or someone who might also want to just, I don't know, hear more about eggs. I'll see you back here in a few days for a brand new episode.